Parks, who hosts this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective, oh. And did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabadooey.
Hello.
Hello again.
Welcome to Pork Therapy.
This is Mike.
This is Stephanie. And we're nomming on some crunchy things that we didn't want you to hear, so we cut that part out.
We stopped nomming in order to bring you this brilliant piece of entertainment.
Yeah, see what we do for you, listeners? You better get down on your knees. And no, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding about that. We wouldn't want that kind of authoritarianism in our hands, right, Mike?
No, but...
Speak for myself, right?
But you don't have to get down on your hands and your knees, but when you do show various forms of appreciation, we do, I mean, of our show, we appreciate it. Like, we just got another donation from a listener, and
thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much to anyone who sent us donations, and you know, it really helps us to have someone else pay for our web costs, you know, our hosting and all that good stuff, and microphone and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, most of all, we just appreciate that someone's listening and someone cares enough to give us some positive, feedback. So, thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much. And speaking of
thank
feedback.
Thank you very much. That sounded like Elvis.
Thank you very much, B-Mama. Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know I was... Elvis was a special guest tonight. Is he bringing Yoda?
He's here, B-Mama. Yoda. No, I don't like that Yoda character.
Wow. We've had a lot of special guests on Pork Therapy over the years, ranging from Michael Jackson in the last episode. Well, I think he was, like, incarnated. Oh, Mike, that was great. I'm really impressed, honestly. I think you're a very talented man. But can you mimic the shape of any sea creature running across? We were just watching this video before the show started about an octopus. You know, we had a little thing about an octopus in one of our last episodes, and it was about Karakuri, Mike. The plush pillow octopus. But anyway, we found this video where there's an octopus that can basically, like, mimic all these other different sea creatures, and it just, like, poof, it just, like, turns into something else. It's crazy.
It's amazing camouflage, color change capabilities, and shape change capabilities. If you go to... We'll put the link to this particular video in the show notes.
Yes, biology is so cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, now that we've just shown what a bunch of nerds we are, and how much we like to mimic Michael Jackson and Elvis and Yoda and all that good stuff, should we do some... Should we do an actual show? Yeah, let's do an actual show. I was going to say, Mike, we could do some impressions of like people in the Liberty Movement, but that might be a little bit...
That's a very niche audience.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, we are on the Liberty Radio Network, and, you know, the shows, I guess, from time to time, like to cross-promote each other, and I see a lot of these shows, you know, promoting other shows, so I was thinking, you know, we could do some Wheels Off Liberty impressions, or we could do some Free Talk Live impressions, or, you know, something like that.
But I think that might end up just being mean humor. maybe we should steer away.
I wasn't planning to make it mean, but yeah.
I said end up, not planned.
Yeah, I think you're right. So, okay, anyway, let's get to the actual show. So,
we have a little short blurb, a piece of listener feedback.
Right. And yeah, thanks for the feedback, too. We like your feedback just as much as the, you know... We like anything that encourages us to keep blathering. Yeah.
So this listener said he was referring to our recent episode called Men Fix Things, right? Okay.
Yeah. Which was, the title itself was just kind of a...
Silly, as most of them are.
Right. Yeah. Do you want to read his feedback, Mike?
So he said, I first ran across this idea in Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
And I guess he would means the idea that men tend to fix problems, whereas women just want someone to listen to them.
Okay, I've not read the book, but that would make sense that would have been in there.
I think that's in it. Really, this book is so popular. It just seems like so pervasive as a meme and in culture or whatever. And here we are just kind of saying, man, like it's... I don't know, generalizations or collectivizations based on gender just seem a little bit, I definitely get wary of them.
Definitely.
But so this is actually what his feedback, the listener's feedback is about. So
he says, like Stephanie, I'm wary of generalizations because individuals are so variable, you'll find them all over the range. Men, women, people of different ethnicities, you might generalize about things that could come from culture and social expectation, or maybe from genetic predisposition, but you'll find people who break the generalization, of course.
Mm-hmm.
People are so variable and changeable that the generalizations might be a trap as often as it helps.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. So, thanks for the feedback.
But if we had said that, then our 30-minute show would have been 5 minutes, so that's no good.
Right. To have something to fill the void, Mike.
Yeah. We would have had to use 25 extra minutes singing Michael Jackson songs.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, I know there are some listeners who would be very happy to hear that. I think 99.9% of... I'm going to draw a generalization about our audience and say they wouldn't want to hear that.
Do you have any empirical data to back those numbers up?
I don't know. I think I just want to leave the singing to Michael Jackson. Although he can't now because he's, passed away. that was...
I was going to make a joke about his singing being better now, but he was actually pretty good.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
So we also have...
Let's get off of that subject.
Let's get off of Michael Jackson.
Yes, please. Please.
Yes.
Yes. Like sands through the hourglass, we have a question tonight, don't we?
Yes.
Yes, this is a little reference to some early childhood experiences that Mike and I both had. Mike and I were both subjected to...
No, I wasn't subjected.
You were subjected to
it. I voluntarily watched Days of Our Lives when I was in high school.
I was subjected to it when Mike was in high school. I was a kid, and my mother watched it all the time, and I would watch it in the background. And it's funny because, like we were talking about this before, kids pick up everything. And I remember, like, my mother told me one time that, you know, I had some friend that I was playing with, and she walked into the room and found us laying down on these beach towels in our underwear. And she said, "Well, what are you doing?" And we were like, "Oh, we're pretending to be on Days of Our Lives."
I wonder why the underwear. That's the closest thing you had to a bathing suit.
Because a bathing suit, yeah.
Mm. Was the friend a male?
Yeah.
Hmm.
If we were like 4 years old, you pervert. It was totally innocent.
I'm the pervert and you were in your underwear.
Okay, well...
Okay.
Anyway, so we have a question, right?
Yes.
Okay, am I supposed to read this question tonight?
Yes.
Okay. The question is... What do you do when you have unresolved issues from your past that cause you not to trust people in the present, here, and now? And it's a pretty short question. That's it.
Right.
Didn't even say hi to us. I feel slighted. No, I'm just kidding. Totally fine.
But we were talking about this question before recording and noticed it was a little vague, which is fine, but we have to kind of interpret it what it means.
Right. So... We're going to pick a hypothetical example that makes it more specific and then talk about that. Right, Mike?
Right.
Okay. So Mike actually thought of the hypothetical.
Well, I'm kind of shaping it as we go. So let's say that someone was in a monogamous couple was in love in the past and one of them broke the trust of the other. I don't know how, maybe cheating, maybe lying, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... So I guess the breaking of the trust was significant enough to make this person have a very hard time trusting other people. Or, for that matter, maybe their trust was broken numerous times in the past by numerous people, their family members, their lover, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a hard time trusting anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we fast forward, and this person's in a new relationship with a person who she...
Who is unrelated to the past person.
Yeah, and this person, she's...
Well, I hope they're not related. That's a little incestuous. Sorry, Mike.
But it would make a good soap opera twist.
Oh, yes, exactly.
So if the trust was broken a whole bunch of times in the past and she's with this new person who she's kind of finding that she can trust, this person has integrity, does what they say, but she doesn't know how to trust or can't trust because of her past, what does she do? Is that that's kind of what I'm interpreting it as.
Okay. There was a past relationship where trust was violated, and that sucks. I mean, that's egregious.
And it's hard.
You know, I think that if people were taught the language of, you know, good communication from the time that they were young, it would be a lot less frequent that things like lying and cheating and secrets would happen in relationships, right?
Well, I would think that's probably true to a certain degree, but just because people communicate well doesn't mean they also have integrity, right? So somebody might communicate well, but still lie and still, you know, be selfish when they're claiming to be for someone else or still break trust, maybe.
Yeah. So, well, integrity is a word that you mentioned, Mike, and integrity is basically, you know, you do what you say and you say what you do.
Right.
I guess in a nutshell.
And I guess that that is very directly related to communication.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that, you know, lying and cheating and all the, that are definitely, I guess they would only be examples of integrity if the person said that they would not lie and cheat and, you know, basically
but
promised
also,
to be good.
But also trust could only be broken if they had said they wouldn't do it and then did it. If they never claimed it and it wasn't expected, then no trust was broken.
That's true.
Okay. So we got that. We've got basically someone not doing what they said.
Right.
Or doing what they said they wouldn't do.
Right.
Okay.
Right, exactly. So, one thing to remember is that all people are different, you know.
Yeah.
And it's horrible when a relationship ends like that, you know, where there's a violation of trust and hurt and maybe physical risk or loss of money or something like that. I'm thinking of, you know, like
right.
a partner cheats and gives someone unknowingly
and,
STI or a partner, you know, hides a bunch of debt from another partner.
Okay.
You know, these are really common examples,
sure.
right? So, you know, not only can it result in emotional scars, but also, like, other types of trauma, you know, that may need to be kind of, like, dealt with and recovered from.
What's an example of another kind of trauma?
Oh, like, say two people are legally married,
yep.
and so they've had a state contract
yep.
of them. You know, and one of them racks up a bunch of debt,
right.
And so the debt is in both of their name, and
yeah.
the other one owes the debt or something. Maybe
okay.
that's a poor example because I don't know if
that's
actually
an example.
Yeah. So anyway.
So then, how does this person this person who's been violated, how do they start to trust again?
Well, what I was going to say is that sometimes like those things can really leave scars, but it's also important to know that if you want to be able to pursue another relationship, if you want to open up yourself to the possibility of loving again, then that's going to probably involve some amount of risk. You know, you can minimize that risk by carefully vetting partners and stuff, and maybe trying to do some introspection and figure out, did this just randomly happen in this other relationship, or was there something about this person without integrity that maybe I was seeking out subconsciously or something like that? Or is there a reason why, you know, some people, I'm not like blaming the question asker or
mm-hmm.
anything, but like there are people who repeat like patterns in their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Actually I bet everyone does.
Oh yeah. I think so too. And I think people just kind of repeat, patterns that they learn really early on in life, probably a lot from their family. But, it's also important to remember that, you know, people are individuals. You know, we're Mike and I are interested in liberty and freedom, right? Our show is Relationship Talk from a Liberty Perspective, and so
collectives don't exist.
Yeah, there's a major theme of individualism in that, right? That all people are individuals, and that you know, kind of lumping people into groups can be quite dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
a collective is a concept. Actually, this goes back to our listener feedback we had from a previous show.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of can be useful to group people sometimes, but it might also be a trap. And this could be a case where it's a trap when you're saying, well, this, you know, my love at the moment is a male, is about the same age. He's my relationship. He would have had whatever similarities he had to this past relationship that broke my trust. So maybe he's also going to break my trust.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a grouping that's a trap because it's unrelated. This
yeah.
person who is so similar might be very trustworthy because everyone's an individual.
Yes. And I think one thing that can help someone like kind of break out of that paradigm is to say, well, you know, what are the differences between this past lover who hurt me or broke the trust and the current one? You know, this past person maybe didn't have as much integrity as I thought looking back on it because of this, because, you know, this time he said this, he said he was going to do something and then he didn't, or my refrigerator's making weird noises. That's okay.
There is a squirrel in your refrigerator and he's rapping.
I like it. I think we should enter him in the podcast awards.
Yes, I agree.
He's going to beat Wheels Off Liberty. But so I think, like, looking at the differences, you know, maybe the past lover, looking back on it, didn't always keep his promises, right, or didn't have much integrity. But the current lover, you can see does, because they're demonstrating to you that they care about you and that they're, you know, they do what they say when they're going
to... So maybe to generalize, one practice you can have to start trusting the new person is to, since what you're already doing is finding out what's similar to them in the past, maybe you should focus on and concentrate on what's different.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying? Because one thing that's different might be the integrity.
Yeah, I guess, right, to not only focus on what's different, but, like, make it really crystal clear and explicit to yourself, this past person didn't have integrity because of these things.
Right.
And this new person is different because they do have integrity, because it's evidenced by these specific things.
Right. I just don't know how difficult that might be, though. I don't know if I'd have a... hard or easy time. I can't put. I'm having difficulty putting myself in that position. But let's assume it's very difficult.
Maybe they have a trusted friend or a therapist or
who can help them.
Yeah,
a trusted friend. But
yeah. Well, if they have problems trusting, maybe they don't have trusted friends. But
I don't know. What if it's very difficult to just do what you said and say and think about the explicit examples in the past where they didn't have integrity and this new person does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I guess...
What if it's very... Well, I mean, sometimes difficult things are worth doing,
that's
right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, it might just take practice. Like, it might just be that you trust on small, insignificant things at first and find out if it's worth continuing to the next level of bigger things. So, yeah, I trust he'll be on time. Oh, look at that, he is. Oh, every time he's on time. Okay, well, you know what? Well, I'll trust that he'll remember my birthday. Oh, he did. And then maybe get to more important things, and then you're kind of like building the trust in the new person. You're not building it, you're believing in it more and more by practicing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that example, Mike. You know, you kind of start off with small things and then progress to larger things.
Right.
And I think the opposite can be true, too. Like, trust can kind of be eroded that way. You know, like when you're in a relationship and, you know, someone says, oh, yeah, I'll read this book you suggested, and then they never do it. Or
yeah, that's
know.
A pretty small thing, but it's
but
the start.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a crack, you know. It's like a little bit of a, this person kind of, you know, didn't do what they...
For all we know, in this question asker's life, that's how the original, you know, that's how their past went.
Sure.
Maybe they trusted someone and it was eroded.
Sure.
Small piece at a time. I don't know.
Let me ask you this, Mike.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I am ready to answer your question.
You are so ready. This is awesome. Do you think that that trust is important or beneficial to human relationships?
Yes and yes. Yeah. It's not necessary in every relationship, I don't think, but... Or is it implicitly necessary? I mean, how can you do anything if you don't trust? Like, how can you drive down a public road without trusting that the people out on the road aren't going to drive their car right into yours and kill you?
Well, I trust that the government is going to screw up their roads and be always doing construction year round and never stopping with that. But
that actually reminds me of something we did a show on.
Way back in the day, this was like one of our.
No.
First 10 episodes.
No. I'm thinking of one that was, like, within the last 10 or 15 episodes where one of our peanut gallery joined us and basically said, I trust everyone. Some people I trust to, you know, do what they say, and some people I trust to let me down.
Mm.
And so when they do, you know, when I make an agreement with someone and they let me down, it's not their fault. I mean, sure, they might not have integrity, but it's my fault for not doing my due diligence and in researching whether I could really trust them. I blindly trusted them, and it was my fault.
Yeah.
So it kind of reminds me of that.
So I guess they're saying in that case that trust is more akin to, like, predictability. Because if you're saying you trust someone to let you down,
predictability is doing what you say and saying what you do. And if someone has a reputation or
for
a
always doing
of not,
the opposite
yeah,
of what
then
they
that's,
say.
Yeah, then
yeah.
You can trust that that will happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like kind of what I was just saying about how I trust the government to fail.
Right.
You know, at the
roads
and
whatever
they do. Yeah. So, I don't know. What do you think?
But I think trust is required in most relationships to some degree. Like, if you're going to be really intimate with someone, you're going to trust that they're not going to give away your passwords and they're not going to steal mm-hmm. your money and they're not going to, you know,
they're not going to
club you in the middle of the night and and run off with your children to Mexico or whatever. There's a lot of trust.
Did that happen to you, Mike?
Twice this week.
Yeah, you had 12 kids and they just all disappeared and they're all in Mexico right now.
But even in lesser relationships, just a casual friend and acquaintance, you trust that they are going to, you know, I don't know, whatever it is you do together, you trust that
they're going to return your book that they borrowed,
or return your call, you know, or whatever, or give you back the $20 you borrowed or they borrowed. Mm-hmm. So
oh, that reminds me, Mike, you owe me $20. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
So I think trust to some degree is very important in just about any healthy relationship. And I think this question asker who says that they might not be able to trust anyone, they can. They probably can and do trust people, at least in small degrees, mm-hmm. for small things, and maybe they're scared of trusting on the big important stuff because they got burned.
Well, and it makes total sense. Yeah. It's kind of like a self-preservation thing. You know, it's like,
right.
Trusting on big important things is a huge risk.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes that can be very scary and overwhelming.
Yeah,
so
especially if you got burned.
But the benefits to being able to have a kind of relationship with someone else where you can truly trust and
that's another way to start trusting a new person again, or start trusting again, is to remind yourself of the benefits if you do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I don't trust this person who I want to love, then I won't be able to share money, I won't be able to have my children around them, whatever it is that you can't do. If I do trust them, I'll have help raising the kids or whatever, I'll have help doing the laundry, I'll have help, you mm-hmm. know, giving rides to and from work, whatever.
I'll have the sense of knowing that there's someone
there for me.
That I can tell anything to,
yeah.
that I can trust with any... I hate to say trust because we keep saying it over and over again, but that I can know that they're going to be there for me, I can know that they're going to do what they say and keep their word.
Right. I think that's, you know, maybe it's as like kind of a mantra or something that you just tell yourself every day once or something to practice, just to let yourself know that, oh, there's a benefit if I trust them. I guess that's not enough. I mean, that would make you want to trust them, but how do you? And maybe that's
by practicing. Yeah, but somebody has to be worthy of a very serious trust, you know.
Right. Well, maybe that's where the practice, trust on little things at first, then bigger and bigger, maybe.
Yep, I agree. I think I'm...
I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, me neither.
I trust that I'm done talking about this topic.
Yeah, exactly. And listener, we trust that you'll give us your feedback and clarification if you want some more.
Yes. Thanks for asking it.
Yeah, thanks you. Thanks.
Thanks yous.
Thanks yous, yes.
Thanks yous out there.
I'm so good at talking. Anyway, if you want to ask us a question, you can email us at questions@porktherapy.com. And, of course, that is porctherapy.com, which is also our website where you can go and listen to all of our past episodes and give us a rating. Give us a email. You can email us your questions from the website. You can call us from the website.
And you can click a button and auto-call us, but if you want to do it on your regular phone, it's area code 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Yes, and we really like getting... a couple episodes ago, we got a joke from one of our callers, and that was really cute. I appreciated that. So leave us a joke, a comment, or something more, as our theme song says. And feel free to share us with your friends, right?
Yeah.
Share our podcast with your friends. Mike, get your mind out of the gutter. I think we better go.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, 'cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.